like to imitate old Jerry Lee Walk. You roll your eyes when I'm slightly off key, and I like the innocent way that you cry at sappy old movies you've seen hundreds of times. But I love
local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump shifting his stance on the war in Ukraine, now saying the country can win back the land it's lost to Russia. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
It's a major shift from President Trump.
Let them get their land back. It could be that Russia is a paper tiger.
The president, on the day of his UN address, saying, quote, I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form.
After his address to the UN General Assembly, the president met with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Today, Zelensky will address the body at the UN. Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air last night following his suspension by ABC for speaking out after the Charlie Kirk killing. Nextstar and Sinclair station owners, however, still refused to air the show on its affiliates. Typhoon Ragasa, one of the strongest storms in years, has been whipping up waves and turning rough seas on China's southern coast. The typhoon killing 17 people in Taiwan, 10 in the Philippines. This is ABC News. Drama in a Florida courtroom after Ryan Ruth was convicted on all counts in connection with the attempted assassination of Donald Trump last year.
Just as jurors left the courtroom after announcing their verdict, 59-year-old Ryan Ruth grabbed a nearby pen and tried to stab himself in the neck. Four U.S. Marshals immediately surrounded him before he could injure himself, then escorted him out of the room. Ruth's daughter was seated nearby and pleaded for her father not to hurt himself, then shouted at prosecutors for allegedly treating him unfairly. Ryan Ruth later returned to the courtroom, shackled but uninjured. The judge said she would sentence him in December. From federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida, Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
Lawyers for music mogul Sean Diddy Combs are urging a judge to sentence him to no more than 14 months in prison for his conviction on prostitution-related charges. Combs was acquitted of the more serious charges that he was facing, but a judge has denied bail, meaning he's still behind bars. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. It's National Farm Safety and Health Week. Harvest seasons means there will be more tractors on the roads. And last year in Wisconsin, there were 153 crashes involving farm vehicles, with 65 injuries and one fatality. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation would like to remind you to please slow down and be patient when approaching farm vehicles. It is illegal to pass farm equipment in a no-passing zone, so please share the road and remember to thank farmers for their hard work. Remember, they're just doing their jobs and they want to get home just as badly as you do. Saturday, October 4th, it's the Price County Youth Olympic Games. We spoke with JoJo Baraka of Price County Health Services about the events that will be taking place.
So the events are pretty simple, so it's not like we're looking at the true Olympics. So there's stuff like hurdles, just a little race run, balance beam, egg spoon race, stuff like that. So really easy, friendly events for those kiddos.
Once again, this event is taking place Saturday, October 4th, and that sign-up can be found on Price County Health and Human Services' Facebook page. As a note, that registration has been extended to October 3rd, but please still be sure to register soon to make sure everybody gets a chance to participate. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses. Isabella Nieto reports.
September 22nd through 26th is Operation Safe Stop Week, an annual education and enforcement week aimed at informing motorists about the dangers of passing a stopped school bus. Leading up to the week, the State School Bus Association works with its members to identify bus stops where illegal passing is common. The penalty for failing to stop for a school bus increased in 2024. Citations now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
In another news note today, Tom Tiffany announcing his candidacy for governor. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girl sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royes, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Primaries are next August, and the general election will be the following November. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Laura Hazel Deal, age 75, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, September 17th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her significant other of 26 years, Ken Zillinger, by her siblings, Ewan Luloff, Ilame Helker, Brad Luloff, Kevin Luloff, Don Heck, Dwayne Luloff, Jeff Luloff, Patrick Luloff, along with Paul Luloff and Philip Luloff, and by Rochelle Berkeley. Further survived by her 5 stepchildren, 5 step-grandchildren, and 1 step-great-grandchild, and other special step-grandsons. A private military burial will take place at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Laura Hazel Deal, age 75, of Butternut. Dorothy J. Escala, 79, of Park Falls, and formerly of Brentwood, passed away on Friday, September 12th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her son, Wayne Escala, of Brentwood, and by 5 sisters, Pat Hassanorl of Nakusa, Annette Manlick of Marshfield, Carol Schneider of Plover, Atilda Bootsy Hassel of Lockport, Illinois, and by Ann Marhein of Brentwood, further survived by two brothers, John Wilford of Oconomowoc, and Gary Wilford of Triple I, further survived by her aunt and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service to be held Saturday, September 27th, at the Krieger Nimsgern Funeral Home in Tomahawk from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., followed by a memorial service at 11 a.m. The Krieger Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy J. Escala, 79, of Park Falls. Judith Ray Herbst, age 88, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully in her home on September 18th with her family by her side. She is survived by her two children, Dan Herbst of Park Falls and Karen Herbst of Glidden, by six grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral service 11 a.m. Friday, October 3rd at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls, with Pastor Emerson Coy officiating. Burial will follow at NOLA Cemetery, Park Falls. Visitation held on Friday, October 3rd from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Judith Ray Herbst, age 88, of Park Falls. Lillian Rose Neek, age 96, of Park Falls, passed away on Wednesday, September 17th at Park Manor. She is survived by her three children, Linda Smith, David Neek, and Connie Neek, further survived by 12 grandchildren, by 20 great-grandchildren, and by one great-great-grandchild. Survived also by her brother, Carl Spiller, by two sisters, Mary Vanna and Betsy Lane, further survived by her sister-in-law and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held 11 a.m. on Friday, September 26th, at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls. Pastor Samuel Morshing will officiate. Burial will follow at NOLA Cemetery. Visitation held at Peace Lutheran Church on Thursday, September 25th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and on Friday, September 26th, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Rose Neek, age 96, of Park Falls. Richard Rick Norbert Weber, 75, of Glidden, passed away as a result of an automobile accident on Tuesday, September 16th. Rick is survived by his children, Paula Freilich and Michael Weber, both of Minnesota. Survived also by his grandchildren and by his siblings, Jerome Weber, David Weber, Joanne Weber, Rita Weber, and Linda Summers. He is also lovingly remembered by his fiancée, Vicky Schmidt, and her children, along with her grandchildren and great-granddaughter. Memorial service held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Park Falls, on Friday, October 3rd, at 1 p.m., Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation held from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Rick Norbert Weber, age 75, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Well, before we get you the sports, let's get you the keyword for today, brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. $49.95 oil changes there, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Minocqua Chevrolet, they are your local dealer. Keyword this hour is morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, morning. Get that to us right now, one word, through the Civic Media app, and we'll make you eligible for the $200 daily prize on the Civic Media Text to Win contest. That is your 7 o'clock keyword, morning. Get that to us right now through the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Crew trying to avoid the sweep today after losing another late night game on the West Coast, 7-0 to the Padres in San Diego. How can a team with the best record in baseball get shut out? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When balls aren't falling or borderline pitches or strike threes and things like that, it's tough times. But you got to get through it. Every team goes through it.
NFL, the Packers making a move, releasing veteran receiver Mecole Hardman from the practice squad last night after losing to the Browns on Sunday. The team signing a rookie speedster, Jacoby Keeney-James, out of UMass, who spent some time with the Lions. Matt LaFleur on being beat by a Browns team that had not won a game since last November.
I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that, and you can't take any game for granted. The goal is to go 1-0 every week. It pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local scene yesterday, the Phillips Loggers topped Athens in a Merriwood Conference volleyball match. Phillips wins it 3-0, 26-24, 25-21, and 25-23. Athens wins the JV contest 2-1. Phillips has their big home invitational Saturday. Good time to go down to the Phillips gym and see some good girls volleyball action on Saturday. Middle school girls basketball, 7th graders of Butternut, Hurley defeating Butternut 40-11. Butternut led by Maddie Polacek and Kimmy Wagner each had 4 points in that contest. Meanwhile, the Lakeland volleyball team gets a 3-1 win over Tomahawk, and Lakeland soccer, they beat Northland Pines as Marshall Holmquist and Ethan Seeger, both with a couple of goals, and Lakeland beat Northland Pines in soccer yesterday by a score of 6-1.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some areas of clouds and fog around this morning, gradually lifting into sunshine this afternoon and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And we're back into sunshine for tomorrow, a nice day, highs in the low 70s. Right now it's 53.
Man, I love going to a haunted house. I do. I like watching all the shows on TV about haunted houses. And they got a bunch of those, too. You know, like American Horror Story and all those ghost hunting shows and Scooby-Doo. It's awesome. The thing is, it's always something huge that's haunted. It's always like a haunted mansion or a haunted prison or a haunted Sam's Club or something like that. It's always something really big. And they never show a haunted trailer. And I don't know about you, but I refuse to believe that nobody has ever been killed in a trailer and not wanted to come back and haunt that thing. You know there are haunted trailers out there somewhere, and the people who live in them are just too lazy to report it, you know? You know there's some dude, he's just sitting in his trailer, and all of a sudden he hears, boo! What in the world was that? Go get me a beer. I'm gonna get my gun. That's what I'm gonna do. Turn the TV on. Swamp People is on. I can't find the remote control. You know that. Most ghosts are wearing like a Civil War outfit or a flowing gown or their IHOP uniform. And this ghost is wearing a white tank top and camo pants and the same as Earl.
3, 2, 1.
It's all about the music.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard. All I wanna do
is this is my station. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again.
98 Q Country.
Fish hole, five car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line,
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In the
five
boondocks.
Car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line,
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In the
five
boondocks.
Car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Woe said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
the ball, walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see. And he didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. The Georgia Patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods Southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got blood stains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town. That's one body that'll never be found. You see, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your servant, no backwoods Southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his head. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your servant, no backwoods Southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his head.
That reminds me, I got to pay my electric bill. I'm going to put them on my to-do list, your pay electric bill. Thanks, Reba, for the reminder. Reba McEntire, The Night the Lights Went Out. Country classic for you. 98Q. Funny stuff, Joel. Morning is your keyword, by the way. M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Morning, that's your keyword for the 7 o'clock hour. Get that to us through the Civic Media app. You just might win the $200 prize today. Gold jewelry, gold-plated necklace. I will guarantee you one thing, that when you text us that word, that'll automatically get you an entry for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay and Minnesota when they take on each other in Green Bay on November 23rd. It's a noon game, plus gas card to get you there and back, $1,550 value. That's our grand prize when it's all said and done. We're texting this week. We're doing it next week. We do it seven times a day, 7 a.m., and then on the odds, 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. So go to your Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, go to 98Q Country, and morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, morning is your key word. Good luck to you. 98Q Morning Show is brought to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Giving an assist this morning on the 98Q Morning Show to Mr. Greg Gunderson. He brought in a little Tomas. Little Tomas, to wake up the morning guy. He's alive. He's slowly, very slowly, the morning show's host is coming to life here. Sometimes you just have those mornings where the body just isn't ready for it. But we're getting there. We're going to do a little reality radio today. We're going to talk cross-country with our cross-country coach, Mary Patterson of Shawamigan. We're going to talk Jonathan from the Phillips Chamber is going to talk a little Phillips Fall Harvest Fest a week from Saturday. He'll join us. Mark's going to stop in from Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce. And we'll talk a little bit about the Price County Youth Olympic Games that are coming. Austin had a chance to catch up with JoJo Brodka and talk a little bit about that. She's with the Price County Health and Human Services. So we'll listen in a little bit on that. Big G has promised that he will make an appearance sometime in the 9 o'clock hour. So we'll see if that happens. Reality is sometimes things do and don't. So that comes up after 8 o'clock this morning. I'm still getting over the fact that I brought up the NFL quarterback ratings after three games on the season. And who do you think the number one rated quarterback right now in the NFL is? According to quarterback rating system. Number one quarterback in the NFL. It's not Jared Goff. It's not Lamar Jackson. It's not Patrick Mahomes. They're all in the top five. It's not Josh Allen. He's in the top five. It's not Baker Mayfield. It's not Jalen Hurts. It's Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones. The guy who last year the Vikings brought in. Nobody else wanted him. He was just kind of done. The Vikings, Kevin O'Connell brought him in, did his magical quarterback whisperer in his ear, sent him on his way, and there goes Daniel Jones, the number one rated quarterback in the NFL. You think Kevin O'Connell, the coach of the Vikings, do you think he gets up in the morning, looks at himself in the mirror and says, man, I'm good. I can take Sam Darnold's career was over. Look what I did with him. Sam Darnold's having pretty good year already. He's in the top 15. Sam Darnold's rated higher than Jordan Love is right now. Took Danny Dimes, Danny Jones. And now is Carson Wentz going to be that guy for the Vikings? That's a big question mark. The only question mark when it comes to the NFC Norris division, we know who the Packers are. All right, we know who the Packers are. Very good defensive line. Jordan Love, just don't mess it up like you did last week. Just don't give it away and they'll be fine. The Lions, the jury's still out on the Lions. I know that was an impressive win at Baltimore, but Baltimore fumbled away that game at the end. But the Lions are still good. Don't get me wrong. They're still a good team. I'm not sure if they're elite. And then the Vikings, the number one thing for the Vikings is if they can get good quarterback play, they're going to be hard to beat because the Vikings are good all around. They got a good defense, all-around defense. Their offensive line is good when it's healthy. So if Carson Wentz turns out to be a pretty good quarterback, and then J.J. McCarthy, if he comes back, the Vikings are going to be right there too. But you look, just don't do it. Don't even look at the quarterback ratings because all the guys you thought were going to be good, not all of them, but some of the younger guys that had good years last year, they're not doing much. But the big boys are up there, the Jared Goff, the Lamar Jacksons, the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. That's four of the top five, so it's not a huge surprise. But then you put Daniel Jones. It's like the old Sesame Street song. Three of these things belong together. One of these things just doesn't belong. You got the Brady Bunch squares up on the screen, You got Jared Goff over here, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and then right in the middle, Daniel Jones. Which of these things just doesn't belong? It's Daniel Jones. It just doesn't. We'll see if that holds out. Like Matt LaFleur said earlier in a sports cut, you'll hear it again. He said the NFL is a one-game season. Every game is an island because of injuries, because of a lot of things. Every season, it's just a one-game island. You play the next week. You don't look back. You don't look forward. You play one game. You regroup. All right. Who's still here? Who's not on the injured list? Who's able to play this Sunday? Raise your hand. All right. We'll take you guys. We'll go into battle now. We'll do that game. The next week, we'll do the same thing. All right. Roll call. Who's able to play? That's what it is from week to week. And you just hope that when you get into the playoffs, that you get a lot of hands going up in the air when people say, are you able to play? You're hoping more hands than not go up in the air. That's why so many times you see teams have a really good regular season, and then they hit the playoffs, and they don't because it's not the same team. We're hoping that doesn't happen to the Brewers because the Brewers have had a really nice season. But the team that's going into the playoffs with injuries and stuff doesn't appear to be the same one that was steamrolling in the middle of the season. They're struggling a little bit. So we'll see how that plays out. Brewer baseball, by the way, wraps up Sunday regular season ends on Sunday. The playoffs, the first playoff game will be Saturday, October 4th, and it appears to be probably a late afternoon game. They've got the Brewers slated for like the third of that four games that are being played on that day. They don't have a time yet, and they won't do that until the regular season ends. But that appears to be kind of a mid-late afternoon game on Saturday, October 4th. Brewer playoff tickets, by the way, are on sale. You can go to MilwaukeeBrewers.com or wherever it is. They are on sale. They went on sale yesterday, so I don't know if they sold out right away. But if you want Brewer playoff tickets at face value, they are for sale. It's 7:36. Your keyword is morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Get that to us. Chance to win the $200 today in the gold jewelry in our green and gold text to win contest. Morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. That's your keyword this hour. Twice an hour news and sports. Let's get you updated.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump shifting his stance on the war in Ukraine, now saying the country can win back the land it's lost to Russia. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
It's a major shift from President Trump.
Let them get their land back. It could be that Russia's a paper tiger.
The president, on the day of his UN address, saying, quote, I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form.
After his address to the UN General Assembly, the president met with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Today, Zelensky will address the body at the UN. Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air last night following his suspension by ABC for speaking out after the Charlie Kirk killing. Nexstar and Sinclair station owners, however, still refuse to air the show on its affiliates. Typhoon Ragasa, one of the strongest storms in years, has been whipping up waves and turning rough seas on China's southern coast. The typhoon killing 17 people in Taiwan, 10 in the Philippines. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. With the onset of yet another school year, sickness is once again spreading faster. But there are ways to reduce your risk of respiratory illnesses, such as practicing good hand hygiene, including washing hands before and after meals, and after using the restroom. Be sure to scrub your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. And even though it's not a replacement for washing your hands, if soap and water is not available, be sure to use hand sanitizer. You should also stay home when you're not feeling well and until symptoms resolve. And stay away from those who are a part of high-risk settings. Something also often overlooked is taking steps for cleaner air, such as purifying indoor air or gathering outside, which helps reduce the buildup of virus particles indoors. These are just a few of the tips you can find on the Price County Public Health Facebook page. Saturday, September 27th, it's fall fun on the farm with Northern Frost Farm. Admission is free, and this is taking place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be a variety of pumpkins available for purchase, friendly farm animals, Fat Daddy's ice cream available, fun child activities including a corn pit, you pick flower fields open, photo shoot areas for those family fall photos, and much more. Remember, for the safety and well-being of the farm animals, Northern Frost Farm does ask that you please keep your pets at home for this event. They thank you for your understanding. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 27th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at Northern Frost Farm in Phillips. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has improved its air quality data map to help the public stay air aware. Joanne Krulitz has the story.
The map displays real-time data from the state's air quality monitoring network and provides a color-coded guide to pollution levels based on the air quality index. The latest updates offer a more intuitive and user-friendly experience, making it easier to stay informed about air quality. One of the updates is a new orange or above AQI filter, which makes it easier for users to quickly identify when air quality reaches levels that could impact health. During periods of poor air quality across Wisconsin, such as ozone advisories or the wildfire smoke events experienced this summer, users can toggle the map filter to provide clear visual guidance to help communities stay informed and make safer decisions. In addition to the new monitoring map, the public can also sign up to receive air quality advisory notices from the DNR via email.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew trying to avoid the sweep today after losing another late night game on the West Coast, 7-0 to the Padres in San Diego. How can a team with the best record in baseball get shut out? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When balls aren't falling or borderline pitches or strike threes and things like that, that's tough times. But you got to get through it. Every team goes through it.
NFL, the Packers making a move, releasing veteran receiver Mecole Hardman from the practice squad last night after losing to the Browns on Sunday. The team signing a rookie speedster, Jacoby Keeney-James, out of UMass, who spent some time with the Lions. Matt LaFleur on being beat by a Browns team that had not won a game since last November.
I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that, and you can't take any game for granted. The goal is to go 1-0 every week. It pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
Manapa Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Manapa Chevrolet, your local dealer.
And your keyword this hour is morning. Get that to us right now. Morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. That is your keyword for the 7 a.m. hour.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some areas of clouds and fog around this morning, gradually lifting into sunshine this afternoon and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And we're back into sunshine for tomorrow, a nice day. Highs in the low 70s. Right now it's 53.
98Q Country.
You got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, what I'll do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of a dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of a dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Ah,
ooh. 98Q Country.
Declaration of Independence. Think I could tell you that first sentence, but then I'm lost. I can't begin to count the theories I've had pounded in my head that I forgot. I don't remember all that Spanish or the Gettysburg Address, but there is one speech from high school I'll never forget. Come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? They all run along and have some fun. I'll see you when you get back. Bet I'll be up all night, still cleaning this gun. Well, now that I'm a father, scared to death one day my daughter is gonna find that teenage boy I used to be, that seems to have just one thing on his mind. She's growing up so fast, it won't be long before I'll have to put the fear of God into some kid at the door. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Now ain't it, son? They all go out and have some fun. Now I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night, still cleaning this gun. Now it's all for show, ain't nobody gonna get hurt. It's just a daddy thing, and hey, believe me, man, it works. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? They all run along and have a little fun. And I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night, still cleaning this gun. Yeah, son, y'all buckle up and have her back by 10. Let's say by 9:30. Drive safe.
Rodney Atkins there at 98Q Country. Keyword is morning, by the way. Morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. That's your 7 o'clock keyword in our text to win contest. Our civic media multi-state contest. We got several civic media stations doing this across Wisconsin, and now we've got one up in Ely, Minnesota that's joining in on the civic media fund. So why not you? $200 is the prize today. And we picked that from all the entrants, all the text-to-win entrants. You got a chance to get an entry in 7 different times today, this hour, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. So pay attention, increase your odds, and every entry you do gets you a chance to win some Green Bay tickets for November 23rd. So morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G is your keyword, brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, $49.95 oil change. They got dependable rides. They've got hometown service that puts you first. Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer. Reality Radio, lots of good local stuff to talk about. And a very special event going on that the public is invited to this Friday. If you love live music, tune in, because 9 o'clock hour, we're going to tell you about a very special event and a chance for you to see a really cool band right here in Park Falls on Friday night. So stay tuned. Reality Radio, lots of good local stuff coming your way right here on The Morning Show with Joel here on 98Q Country.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
This year, the adventure is calling louder than ever before. Craft your own magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop. Race for glory at the Ninja Warrior Challenge, or Battle for Honor at the Viking Invasion. Plus, enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting, or slay your hunger with tasty turkey legs. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival is back with new adventures. Get your tickets now at renaissancefest.com. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
98Q Country.
Huzzah! Morning is your keyword, by the way, in our text to win contest.
Huzzah!
M-O-R-N-I-N-G, morning is your keyword. You got till 8 o'clock. Get it to us. We want to make you a winner. Hopefully at 98Q. Text to win. And go for the green and gold. Zach Brown Band time on 98Q Country.
We never spoke a word, but ever thought she had, I heard from across the room. We were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say, give me one more move. I don't even know her name.
I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May I lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away.
I miss my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away.
Gotta do.